Seltzer.
Here.
Sweeney. Ahart.
Present.
Baggett.
Here.
Bostick.
Here.
Butler.
Here.
Casely.
Here.
Cavallini.
Here.
Clark.
Here.
Dean.
Present.
Gordon. Harding. Hasselton.
Here.
Moss.
Present.
Knuckles.
Here.
Owens.
Present.
Rakakis.
Here.
Sorensen.
Present. 17 present. We have a quorum. Please rise for invocation from Member Butler, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a request this morning to present to the board by the Easter Seals, Bloomington Center, and I'd ask Aaron Rogers to please take the floor.
All right. Oh, sure enough. Great. That's definitely better.
We provide services from birth up to age 18 years through occupational therapy, physical therapy, developmental therapy, specialized autism services and diagnostics, and through assistance with school contracts. Oftentimes, when our schools have a family medical leave or a gap in therapeutic services, they do give us a call, and we are happy to help when we can. Today, I'd like to talk just briefly about our three specialty centers. I mentioned our pediatric therapy center, and that's comprehensive services, occupational, physical, speech, developmental therapy services, and screenings to help identify kids who may have delays or developmental disabilities and will need services. We also have an autism center, a cerebral palsy center, and our family support services are woven throughout these services. Our autism center includes a diagnostic clinic, and we are able to diagnose 4 kids a month, which doesn't sound like much, but when you consider that typically in the state it's a 6 to 8 month wait for families, and now we're down to a 3 month wait here in McLean County, that's a pretty significant accomplishment. And our clinic is comprehensive and includes a developmental pediatrician and occupational therapist, a speech therapist, a social worker, and a school psychologist. It is the most comprehensive diagnostic clinic in the state. We offer the Play Project, which is specialized services for kids with autism, and we're excited to be launching applied behavior analyst services in this spring. Speech and OT using strategies that are very targeted to the population of kids with autism, social skills groups, and then a resource center as well. As you may have heard, autism is now as prevalent as 1 in every 150 children. And because of that rise in the number of kids with autism, our services have grown significantly. Our occupational therapists at one time might have 1 or 2 kids with autism on their caseload, and they now have about 20 to 25 kids with autism on their caseload. And we have, throughout the Central Illinois area, 7 occupational therapists. So if you add up those numbers, they're pretty dramatic. Our CP Center provides specialized medical services and developmental services. We are the only location, both in our Peoria and Bloomington Center, who do constraint-induced movement therapy in downstate Illinois. That's where we cast one side of the child's body, the side that they prefer to use, that's easier for them to use, and they have to use their side that's affected by the cerebral palsy. And it's been very, very successful in our kids and helping them learn some of the just daily tasks that we all take for granted. And we also have a Timber Point Outdoor Center, which, as I mentioned, has been around quite a while. It's out at Lake Bloomington. We have more than 170 acres out there and 4 miles of shoreline. Last summer, we served 1,800 children with developmental delays and disabilities, and we do contract camps out there as well. There are a number of volunteer opportunities. If any of you or those you know might have an interest in getting involved, I would encourage you to call us. We would be happy to share our mission, show you around our Bloomington Center, introduce you to our kids, and even take you out to camp. Does anyone have any questions for me? Our contact information is on that back page, and we would welcome your call. Thank you so much for your time.
We have the consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed from consent? None heard. Is there a motion to approve consent? Motion Owens, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Standing committees, Executive Committee, Vice Chairman Selzer.
Mr. Chairman, we bring one item for action this morning. That's request approval of a resolution to amend the rules of the County Board as recommended by the Rules Subcommittee and by Exec, and I would move it.
Motion Selzer, second Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Just if I may, there's just one comment, Mr. Chairman. There was one other item that was brought before Rules to Exec for a change, and it had to do with naming alternates to the different committees of the board so that if there was a problem with having a quorum, an alternate could be called upon, and that was just sent back to revisit the language, but that'll be coming either next month or the following month once Rules meets again. So,
thank you. Okay, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report and the report of other committees will be found on page 56 to 78 in your packet, and I'll be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Thank you. Are there any questions of exec? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings no items for action, but our general report is found on pages 79 to 86.
Are there any questions for Chairman Renner? None heard. Land Use and Development Committee, Vice Chairman Segobiano. Thank you. Are there any questions for Vice Chairman Segobiano? Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
Mr. Chairman, I bring no items for the board's action. Our general report appears on 89 to 93.
Are there any questions for Chairman Bostic? None heard. Finance Committee, Transportation Committee, Chairman Hosselton.
Only. Thank you. He's still here. The retirement of Jack Mitchell, and then we have a general report. I hope that everybody has read Jack's letter of resignation, and at a later time in the year, I think we should do something. Jack served us for 19 and a half years and done an outstanding job. But other than that.
Are there any questions for Chairman Hosselton? None heard. Finance Committee, Chairman Selzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have three items for action here. The first one's request approval of an ordinance authorizing the public approval and issuance of certain collateralized single mortgage revenue bonds with the documents contained herewith. And I have a comment, but I would move it first.
Oh, motion Selzer, second Renner. Chairman Selzer.
This morning, Mr. Zunick was able to prepare for the committee members a report on the performance of these mortgage loans. And with everything in the news with Bear Stearns and other companies and all of the subprime financing taking a hit in the market, I just wanted to clarify that these have a very, very low delinquency rate. These are for first-time home buyers. They still have to provide 3 years' worth of tax returns and follow some of the normal underwriting guidelines. So I do have additional information if anybody's interested in it. And this came out of as a request of Mrs. Rakowskis at the committee to ensure that the public bond money was, in fact, being scrutinized heavily, that we're not putting ourselves in the same boat. And this is a different type program, but I can assure everybody that it's going to good, and the delinquency rate is very low on these.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions for Chairman Cavallini?
Yeah, I just have a couple of items, and I realize that there was some discussion in the committee over this program, and it certainly seems like a highly desirable program. But in light of, and you've mentioned this, in light of current economic situations, I think we can't be too careful and too cautious in terms of what kind of programs we become involved with. And certainly everything I've read seems to indicate that, you know, we're going to be in sound shape here. I'm just kind of curious, who buys these bonds? Because at the point it makes here, the bonds are sold at a premium, a price greater than their face amount. I don't understand exactly why you would buy these bonds.
Well, that's accrued interest, isn't it, Jen? If you buy a bond, a mortgage for $100,000, someone will buy it for more than the face amount of the actual issuance because of the long-term interest they earn on it. So, I mean, a lot of investors do. And the biggest difference with this one, Dick, compared to all the other problems we're having in the market is these are not adjustable rate mortgages. And that's where these people are really getting hit with their foreclosures, are on the adjustable rate mortgages where they're ballooning up because the balloons come due. These are fixed rate that still have, I believe it's a 10% down payment, so that there's still some equity. They have to have private mortgage insurance to cover them, so okay. It is a lot stricter. But they go out in the regular municipal market, is that correct, Jen?
Yes, the market for these bonds would be to, tax-exempt municipal investors who are looking to add tax-exempt paper to their portfolio. And a lot of the investors would be institutional investors who are adding this investment. They are also marketed, you know, on a retail basis. I mean, individuals were interested in, you know, in purchasing this as an investment, they could contact any of the firms that are underwriting the bond issue and through their retail distribution agents, they would be able to purchase these bonds. Initially, Stern Brothers out of Chicago is the primary underwriter on this issue on a statewide basis, and Stern Brothers then brings together a consortium of other investment banks who basically guarantee the purchase of the bonds. It's a negotiated purchase. They guarantee the purchase of the bonds at the premium rate, and then they, through their distribution network, resell the bonds to institutional as well as retail investors.
Thank you.
Casey.
It was represented to the committee that the credit of the county was not on the line here for these bonds. I wondered if that is something that came from some outside source or if our state's attorney's office has looked at that to make certain that our credit is not on the line here.
Yeah, this year is actually a reauthorization of a program that I think has been in place for 4 years now. This isn't a county program. This isn't actually funded by the county. And we're literally, all we're doing is we're lending county tax-exempt bonding authority to Stern Brothers to make these bonds tax-exempt. And we did that 4 years ago. This is, in essence, a reauthorization. And we have to do this every year so that McLean County residents can get loans from the program. We've been, the Finance Committee going way back, and I think it's come up almost every year, goes back in history, and to make sure that there's no way that the county is ever on the hook for this, and we're not. From what I understand, that's accurate. Okay. Member Rakauskas.
Yes, am I to understand that the memo is just given to the Finance Committee, Mr. Zunick?
Yes, in response to your question.
I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but I wondered if we could read out loud the four bullet points here for all the board, because maybe it would clarify
sure.
Some of the, since you took the time to take care of this, I'll let you read it.
Oh.
You're a better reader.
Sure, I'll just cover that real quick here. And again, it says the applicant must provide 3 years of federal and state income tax return. Financial institutions are not allowed to accept stated income. The loans made under this program are generally 30-year fixed interest rate loans because the pool of available loans funds results from the sale of tax-exempt revenue bonds. The 30-year fixed interest rate is generally lower than the rate offered by local institutions. The assist program does not offer adjustable rate mortgages. The underwriting is applied by local financial institutions to loan applications under the program, meet the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac standards, and local financial institutions participating in the assist program require the mortgage loan of 90% or more to purchase, or that they have to have 90% or more, otherwise they have to purchase private mortgage insurance. So like I said, these are strongly underwritten, and just wanted to clarify that, just in light of what's happening in the news. So.
Are there other questions?
Is there a second? Did you have a second?
Yeah, we had okay. A motion, Selzer, second runner.
And just for the record, Member Cavallini's first name is Don, not Dick. I called him Dick. Sorry. I don't know why, Don. I just didn't want to officially change your name somehow in the record.
It could have been permanent if we hadn't been careful.
I know. If we didn't clarify that, he'd have to change his business card.
Any other questions on topic? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the next item is a request for approval to retain the actuarial firm of Alliance Benefit Group of Indiana to assist in implementing GASB 43 and GASB 45 standards. I will note on this, though, that this is something from the General Accounting Standards Board. We did send out bids to all the firms in town, and we did not receive bids back from the in-town firms because this is highly specialized in that it does with pensions, and it doesn't deal with the standard insurance that a lot of the actual actuarial firms in town deal with. So with that said, I would move this.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next item we bring is a request for approval of codification services, proposal and agreement with General Code, LLC. This came from the county's administrator's office, and I would move it.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Moss. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report's on pages 157 and 166, and I'd be happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Are there any questions for Chairman Selzer? None heard. Report of the County Administrator, Mr. Zunick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing specific this morning, but be happy to answer any questions from any board members.
Are there any questions for Mr. Zunick? Member Kroskis?
I just have a comment. Driving here, the forum was on with praising accolades for the drug court. I thought that was interesting. I think it was Mike Williams who was doing the forum. So just to pass along, kind of listen today. You hear it.
Thank you. Member Owens?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just an announcement that the Rules Subcommittee will be meeting on Tuesday, the 25th, prior to the Legislative Subcommittee meeting, and at 2 o'clock. And is that in this room, June? 404. So just a reminder for the committee members and for any other members that would like to attend, that will be the timing of that.
Great. Thank you. Other business and communications. I will make a brief announcement. I have received written notification that Mr. Steve Wanamaker, who has served on the Airport Authority several appointments, has requested to not be reappointed this year. Therefore, there will be a county appointment to the Airport Authority that will make in the probably in the April or May time frame. April is when the appointment is up. So make everybody aware of that. Are there any comments?
Just a question about that, Mr. Chairman. I know at one time there were some pretty heavy restrictions on where the county's appointment for that could come from. Are those still in place, or could it be anywhere in the county?
Those requirements have been relaxed some. We used to be limited to a relatively small geographic area that was not in the city or the town, but within the Airport Authority taxing district. That has been relaxed in that now the county's appointment can come from anywhere within the Airport Authority's taxing district. Thank you. Other questions, comments, or discussion? Other communication for the county board or business? None heard. We have bills to pay. I'm sorry, Member Kroskis.
I'm sorry. When appointments of that sort come up and other openings, do we post that on our website? You know, how are we getting information out, I guess?
Well, we historically have relied on the membership of this board and the media to ferret through the hundreds of appointments we make every year down to the handful that people actually care about, right? Airport Authority probably being one of them. And so that's been the historic process. We've actually been doing some work in the administrator's office to better define the roles and the responsibilities of all of these appointments. And I don't know if it is yet, but the intention is to get those posted on the website, including full lists of who's the appointee, who are the appointees in all the various districts and boards, which would include the expiration dates of their appointments. So people could peruse that and see when appointments are coming up for various things. So, and I don't know what the progress is on that. I think we're getting close. Other business or questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. We have bills to pay. We have bills totaling $5,080,179.35. Is there a motion to approve the bills? Motion Owen, second Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. The McLean County Board is adjourned until April 15th, 2008.